Pearl YQK, Monterey. DJW, this is KJ4 YQK. On the porch, in front of the river.
TR, Momo.
Call TR, this is KJ4 YQK from the river deck.
Well, you lucky dog. How you doing today, Dave?
Good here. Been just hanging on the radio, listening to America's Net on the hotspot. We got the 6-1 going. Wait for the 1 week. It's going to get up to the 70s this Thursday.
I can't wait. I've been out feeding and watering the chickens, and that breeze is still pretty darn chilly out there. If you're in the sun, you're all right. But there's still a pretty good breeze.
Nippy yet. I got my my hoodie jacket on out here on the porch. I was out marking out areas on the on my property there for another building, looking at a 12-by-28-foot building and a gigantic tall carport that I can pull RV under, and I'm putting up a tower out here.
Wonderful name. Well, but we could use another. I don't know. It seems like it attracts all your junk and then gets all stacked up. But most of ours now, I've given a lot of it away, and got her down to a manageable state, mainly to keep the lawnmower in. And if the wife would ever clean up her side of the basement, we'd have a lot more room.
Garage out, so I get my Jeep parked the Grand Cherokee in there. And I'm going to put up a second garage also for the other Jeep, the 2001. And I'll park the other Jeep under the carport. The foolproof carport's going to be for when I come back from a long trip. I can pull up under my Jeep and the camper and just leave it there and go inside and get some sleep instead of trying to park it in the regular spot.
A nice carport. I don't know how big it is. Do you, Bernice? It's a big one. You can park two cars under it. And boy, I've never regretted that, I'll tell you for sure. I was going to build a garage, and at the time, it was just a little too much money. But the carport, it's worked out great.
Want to get the carport, get some of the vehicles out from under there. Stuff. But it's going to be nice. I'll make sure it's 4 foot high, so that way if I ever upgrade to a Class C motorhome, I'll be able to pull it up under there. So it's going to be big enough for an RV. So it'll be like two cars, they'll pull two cars for there, and be tall enough for my RV.
Those motorhomes, I would think it'd be the way to go. I believe that'd be easier to handle, than backing in a trailer to a spot or something. And I'm just now passing this storage place here on 101, and most of those people with those big motorhomes and the ones you pull, well, they're paying, I don't know how many dollars a month to store the dang things. They'd be better off to invest in a spot to park them if they've got the property and the room to do it.
The two lots next door to me came available for sale. I jumped on and grabbed it real quick. It was a hoarder lady down. I had a bunch of junk on, so I cleaned it off. I spent about $15,000, $20,000 clearing the lots off. Now it's just wide open, had oaks on it. So it's a nice place to hang some antennas. But it's working out pretty good. I got a nice, almost a full acre now.
Sir Mobile. Well, that's wonderful. I had a nice talk with W4DJW yesterday on the way home from the kids. And we got all the problems of the education system satisfied. And, I was talking to my grandson about going to college and all. And Dave told me what all he did. Wow. He was a hard worker all of his life. That's for sure. He sure deserves his retirement. I worked 50 years, but I never could afford a motorhome or anything at that time, and Bernice wasn't crazy about it anyway, so there you go.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, he did work a long time. Yeah, for school-wise, I talked to Linda's cousin's son there, would be Linda's nephew. I tell him, you know, don't go in debt for college. You can get your education. You just have to work and go to school at the same time to get that education. A lot of these kids, they go out and get these degrees, and the cost of degrees is $100,000 to $200,000, depending on where you go. That's the cost of a house.
And my kids paid for their own. We had very little money to give them for it. And the youngest one, she's an engineer at General Electric, but she don't practice engineering now. She just juggles money, I call it. Sits there in front of an Excel chart all day, and mini Excel chart, I should add. But we're proud of her, and it was well worth it. And she worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken to get her way through, and we provided her with a home and a truck and gas and insurance and whatnot. But as far as paying for the college, we just didn't have it. And the other one, she just virtually paid for almost everything, and she went to the University of Michigan. But it's well worth it, even if you get a two-year degree, I'll tell you for sure.
The program is good enough for programming. If people hire, they just want to know if you know how to do the job. And it really don't matter what college you got, though. You know, nobody's ever all seen my college degree before.
But the last of that, we're right in front of Ingalls' store here. And it's a little scratchy, Dave. Say again about your degree.
And nobody ever asked to see my college degree. They don't care what college I went to. All they care is I knew how to do the job.
Dave said he was more interested in their experience and what they'd accomplished than that piece of paper, and I think that's wise.
Very wise. We've been for two programmers, the interviewer, the subworker. He's very impressed with the last two programmers. First one lasted 4 weeks, and so if they can do the job,
when you get that degree or diploma or whatever it is, it's time to learn. You just got the foundation, but it takes experience to be good at what you do. Dave, we're here at Ingalls and getting ready to go in. As usual, the pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed talking with you this morning. You drop by and visit with us someday. And we're easy to get to. Not too far from Dave's, maybe. Oh, 4 or 5 miles, not very far. Just like neighbors. And he used to live right next to our house. 73 is Dave, KG4YQK, and 0LTR is clear.
We'll catch you later on. We'll catch you later now, and maybe I'll see you at the KG4YQ.